Hi there. The word for you today is on a branch and a bride. In John 15 verse 5 we read the words of Christ, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Now the Bible gives us two very interesting pictures of our relationship with Jesus. One is a branch, the other is a bride. First, let's look at the branch. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit." That means Jesus wants to be as close to you as a branch is to a vine. When you think about it, one is just an extension of the other. It's impossible to tell where one starts and the other ends, isn't it? The branch isn't only connected at the moment of bearing fruit. I mean, the gardener doesn't keep branches in a box and then, on the day he wants grapes, glue them to the vine. No, the branch constantly draws nutrition from the vine. That's why it's fruitful. Separation means certain death. The second picture of your relationship to Christ, Paul speaks about it in 2 Corinthians 11, where he calls us the bride of Christ. Interesting. Aren't we the bride of Christ? Haven't we made vows to him, and hasn't he made vows to us? So, what does our marriage to Christ imply? Well, for one thing, the communication never stops. In a happy home, the husband doesn't talk to his wife only when he wants something. He doesn't pop in when he wants a good meal or a clean shirt or a little romance. No, healthy marriages have a sense of remaining. There's tenderness, honesty, ongoing communication. Sometimes we go to God with our joys, sometimes we go with our hurts, but we always go, and the more we go, the more like him we become. People who live long lives together usually begin to sound alike, talk alike, and even think alike. As we walk with Jesus, my friend, we take on his thoughts, his principles, and his attitudes. Indeed, we take on his heart.